Welcome, divinely wild ones. Welcome to the womb that is the Womankind podcast, where we connect to all things energetic and beyond the physical realm. I am Narissa, your host, a mind witch, psychic, and divine feminine guide. Join me as we connect with guests from all around the world through enticing conversation on soul connection, witchcraft, the rising of the divine feminine, and cultivating self-growth, love, and worth. Hold on to your broomsticks. We're going high. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. And welcome to the 11th episode of the Wild Women Podcast. I'm your host, Narissa. And today, I'm coming at you on a new moon, and I'm feeling that new moon energy. I feel like my bleed is currently transitioning, so I'm due in a couple of days, I believe. It's funny, she took such a long time to get to new moon. In the grand transition from full moon to new moon, bleeding. And now I've had like two cycles at new moon, on like directly on new moon, and now she's like, nope, not for us. So I'm transitioning again to what I know is going to be full. So that's, you know, funny. But I come at you today pretty open-hearted, and I was driving my elder son to kindergarten today, and I was listening to this. I really love music, and I have a collection of songs that just, you know, when they just tickle your spirit. No other way to describe music other than it's just, it makes your spirit dance. And everybody resonates with different music and, yeah, just different melodies, different energetic creations of sound. But I have this playlist that I will share, actually. I will share it. That is what I call Narissa's soul filling. And it just fills me up, you know, and every time I listen to it, and these particular songs, depending on where I am in life, they just tickle my spirit and my whole body. I feel like my whole body reacts, and I cry and I laugh and I can feel my heart exploding. I truly think that sound is such a gift. It's actually a gift in this experience. If we think about it, you know, in your purity, you don't have connection to sound like that. You know, sound is earthbound, and we hear and feel in different ways in our spirit liberation. But in that place where you can actually feel your spirit dancing, there's absolutely nothing like it. It's pure magic, and it's like, it's one of those little things that we forget to be grateful for. Gratitude is something that we've just become so disconnected from because we are constantly distracted by time. And I spoke about it recently on the live, that time is the biggest distraction. I think that it's been purposely put here to keep us disconnected from the present. Because time, if you really think about it, time just keeps you to past or future. It doesn't allow space to completely be absorbed in the present moment. And so you lose that basic groundedness that gratitude gifts you in presence, because you're constantly being distracted by what is not now, what is not of your power. And that's really the essence of it, you know, distracting us from our power. Because our power is of now only. And yeah, music is one of those things that I think we forget to hold gratitude for, because we forget to give it space and time and presence. But it truly does have the ability to create this opening and this connection to spirit, and a way for your spirit to communicate with you through sound, through energetic movement, frequency that resonates with your individual spirit and its individual placement here in this body, and the way that this body holds this spirit and the way that they communicate together. You know, music has this ability to really erupt sensation, and I really believe that sensation is such a gift. And I've talked about it before, I've spoken about it before, but I believe that sensation is love, and sensation is separate from emotion. It's something that can only happen when the soul is able to communicate on a level that entwines with body in such a way that it dances. You can actually feel your spirit dance, and that is what sensation is, and it's what love creates. When you really truly love somebody and you feel that ecstatic, euphoric bliss, it's sensation, and it's something that you can't really put into words, because it's energy, you know? It's not matter. It's not something that's like grounded here. It's not something that's physical. It's something that's created when our spirit dances inside this body, and body and spirit find this beautiful connection, and they can flow together. So I suppose what I want to speak about today is gratitude. And I didn't have a plan of what I would talk about on this episode, but I think that it is gratitude. And the things in which we forget to hold gratitude for. And all of the things in which are deserving of that gratitude are things in which are quite simple and that hold us constantly in the present moment, that enable us to distract ourselves with time, distract ourselves in future, in past. What holds us here is present, and it's very powerful. You know, the fact that these things in which are just here that we don't think about, that we don't give space and time to or gratitude to, are what actually give us the ability to be here in this body, this spirit homed in this body, in this experience. So one of the things in which I've felt my spirit really pulling at me about is water. Particularly for the last year, I have really felt my body, my spirit communicating to me the power of water. And I wanted to share that with you all, because as a society, we have all been conditioned to be very disconnected from the power of water. And yet our bodies are literally made up of water. And not only our bodies, but this earth, which is our body, is also made up of mainly water. And that symbology in itself, the reflection in itself, that earth is mainly of water and that we are mainly of water. I mean, again, doesn't that just show you where the power is? That if this earth that is us, that is our body, that holds us here, if it is made of water, then is that not the essence of our power? And yet we've been so disconnected from it, and most people don't even think about water in way of what we are feeding our body. Most people just consuming water from a tap that has been put there by a system that is full of all kinds of toxins that keep us suppressed and disconnected and disempowered. on a very subtle subconscious level, subconscious energetic subtle level, that over time becomes like a drug that affects the way that your spirit communicates with your body. Because water is literally our life force in body. It is literally what gives us life. And yet we don't give thought or care. Most people don't give thought or care to the quality of the water in which they consume that gifts this body its power and life, the ability to be here. We turn on a tap, water comes out. We've been made to believe that we should feel gratitude for that, that we should feel thankful to a system that provides water that comes out of a tap. And yet, doesn't that say everything? Why do we need to source water that comes out of a tap when it literally is surrounding us in every part of this earth in natural ways that are natural and unaltered? So I want to leave you with that thought to ponder of what it is, what thoughts and what power you give water. What is your awareness around water? Have you thought about it before? Have you given it power of thought before? Or have you just fallen into that conditioned response to just turn on a tap and just drink what is there because we've been conditioned subconsciously to believe that is there for us, and that because it's there for us, it's good for us? But just the simple question as to why, which is my favorite question, which will forever make me a rebel, a total rebel spirit, total rebel body, for constantly pushing the question as to, but why? Why is there water so accessible in a tap that I just turn on and consume totally subconsciously? So, water, I really believe, and spirit in way of my higher self, because whenever we talk about spirit or intuition, it's coming from us, the universe, angels, any sort of guidance that you may feel comes from outer, knowing that actually is you, that your spirit has the capability to travel between different lifetimes, different places, different, literally different dimensions, and it can do it at any time without you even being conscious of it, drawing awareness and knowledge and guidance to what you need presently. That is what intuition is. It's not something that just is there. It's not just this deep, just random knowing. There is nothing that is random in this experience. Everything is beautifully sequenced, and everything has a rhythm, and everything has a purpose. Just as Earth, Mother Nature, has rhythm, and everything is structured with magnificent purpose, so is the way that your body is structured and the way in which your spirit communicates through this body. So I've received so many self-downloads from my higher self, particularly, like I said, the last year, where I've really felt this, it feels like a constant drumming within my spirit, or within my body, my spirit, just this constant drumming of water, 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 water. And then this underlining current of knowledge and knowledge and knowledge from myself of what water truly is and what it truly means, what it truly represents, and how it can actually be the key to liberating us here in terms of human spirit activation, which is basically your spirit being able to communicate completely with this body and lead it to healing and liberation. It's the key to growing connection between spirit and body, so that, and body and spirit, so that body can feel grounded and spirit can feel able to direct. Because you is the key, right? You are different from your ancestors, from your, all of what is your DNA, what is held in your blood. You are completely different. And so you are the key to liberating what your ancestors could not. And I feel that we sometimes, even through modern spirituality, which I often speak about because I truly believe it has been heavily tainted by ego in many fronts, as everything has here, including spirituality and that need for connection, guides and teachers, all in these human bodies, just as we are, I feel too, are also often being manipulated in very sneaky ways by ego. And we disconnect from the power, which is the simplicity of presence, and like what I said earlier, what grounds us here, which are generally quite simple foundations, such as water. And yeah, I myself, we drink really beautiful special spring water, comes straight from a spring, and we've been drinking this water only for the last 6 years. And I know that I am blessed that I am able to access this, because I think that it's not, I don't think that it is a coincidence that these natural spring dwellings and wells and places to collect nature's water, untouched by man, we're not given these locations. And because we are disconnected from community and we are disconnected from the power of earth awareness, and we are segregated from one another, so we don't naturally have community in way of knowing where we live and connecting with the land that we live on, sharing that knowledge with fellow humans who also walk on this land, this piece of land that we choose to exist on. We completely rely on a system that is just a square box that just gets placed on every single part of Earth. It doesn't reflect the magic and the individual that is Earth in each place, you know, because Earth, yes, she is one, but she has many spirits, you know, just as we are many spirits in body. There are many spirits that live within Earth, and different parts hold different spirits, different connection, different habitats, different energy. And yet we live in this system that literally just boxes. It's just all, everything's a box that can just be placed, the same box placed on the same, on different places of land, not acknowledging that we are different, not acknowledging that Earth holds different magic in different places. And in that, we've been conditioned to just respond with this strange subconscious trust that what this system does is for our greatest good. And yet we all intuitively know that's not true. And yet we don't dig into the why. Why is this the way it is? And why are these things placed here to create this strange disconnection that is painted as easeful, like turning on a tap in a house, right? Because it's easy. And we've become so disconnected from actually the process of collecting water, which is magical in itself. the fact that if we were collecting water or we were consciously processing through the same rhythm, the same seasonal transition as Earth, that in itself holds connection, you know? That every time we go to collect water, we're collecting water from the present. What is here right now in terms of energy, what season we're in, the habitat adapting to that season, to the changes. And yet, most people don't think about this. We just turn on a tap and drink water that is full of all kinds of things, you know, and they tell us it's to keep us safe. To keep us safe from what? To keep us safe from Earth, from what we come from? Keep us safe from Mother Nature? Or is it really to keep us safe from what this system has poisoned? You know? Because that's the truth of it, right? It's the system that has created all of this negative energy and toxic input that affects nature, that affects this earth, that affects our bodies. It's strange the way we digest that as care when actually it's abuse. So it's just interesting, isn't it, when you start to really unravel why, you know, the why, and you insert that question into our reality. Why is this good for me? Why do I accept this? Why do I trust this? Why do I do what I do? Why do I turn on the tap and drink from the tap? And why do I go to a shopping center and just buy whatever is there? And why do I have that just embedded subconscious reaction to do these things? Why? Do they actually make me feel good? Do they make me feel connected? Most of the time we come up with a million reasons and none of them relate to that basic foundation. Most of them are to do with our relationships, or we blame our relationships, or we blame our lack of happiness on the pressures, you know, that we've created for ourselves. We can sometimes even fall into the place of blaming this society, blaming this society and this system for pressuring us to feel as though we need to be a certain way to be successful, to be accepted. But really, there is no such thing as blame. Blame is the biggest manipulation of ego that there ever was and ever is. And blame gets everybody, because it's so easy to send blame to something or someone rather than take that self-responsibility and accountability that we make the choices. The fact that they're subconscious choices, that has nothing to do with them or that. It has everything to do with you. The subconscious conditioning is a layered response from all of the ancestors that run through your bones and your blood that have accepted this disempowerment from whatever it be. But it's still your choice, your liberated choice as an individual, independent spirit that is here in this body, that is not determined by the past lives in way of your ancestors that is held in these bones, in this blood. It is a choice whether or not you flow on a path that just is because it was. And that's a really jagged, hard pill to swallow. That there is nobody to blame but yourself. You know, our reality is that human beings are getting sicker. Human beings are becoming more and more disconnected from Earth in terms of Mother Nature. And I have no doubt that we will continue to blame and blame and blame the system when the actual power is in the present, rather than focusing on the past, blaming this system, blaming this government for what it has done that has led us to this place of great disconnect and dis-ease. But where are you giving your power to? What do you give your power to when we are constantly focusing on the past? Because it doesn't matter if you're right to feel that pain, to feel that blame. You can tell yourselves a million reasons to make yourself feel right about it. But when you direct your energy constantly to that blame, which is always coming from a place of giving energy to past, you're giving your energy to something in which cannot hold you now. And they fucking know that. Everything is focused on time for that direct reason, because they know that if you constantly give your energy to something that was or something that is not even here yet, that you are giving your energy away to something that cannot hold you. Like I always use the visual of your energy is like a ball of fire. And where you throw it will start fires, right? But what is actually going to give you that fuel right now? If you're throwing your energy into the past, right? Throwing that fire, that ball of energy into the past. Yeah, you might feel relief because you can see these flames, you know, being thrown. But who is actually holding it? Who is actually there to catch it? Nobody. Because that doesn't exist anymore. Same thing for the future. If you're constantly throwing this ball of fire, your energy into the future, who is there to catch it? And what is all of that fuel doing over there? It's doing nothing for you now. What creates change and flow and awareness is putting that fire and that energy into right now, where you can draw awareness to what it is that you are, what you are feeling into intuitively, what you are following presently. And rather than becoming just this completely unacknowledged flame, you become this place of inspiration for others, because it's in the present that you hold your power, and it's in the present that you interact with people who can be inspired by that power. And they witness those flames on the earth, your energy. They witness your passion. They get inspired by your passion because it enlightens something within themselves. Recognizing that they too can inspire others because it's so innately within us to do so. So present. Presence. And the power of presence. The power of the simple gratitude for simple things. Simple awareness, conscious awareness of these simple things that give us life here. And everything is reflected back to nature. It will always reflect back to Earth because it is what we are. You're a body literally made of Earth. Your body is this Earth. So the fact that we are in this heightened time of disease, it's not a coincidence. In fact, it's our medicine. The fact that cancer is absolutely rampant, and I believe now it's every third person will be diagnosed with cancer. The fact that because of this disease, we will live shorter and shorter lives, which means that we have less and less time, I suppose, to experience and express what it is that needs to be experienced and expressed in way of our spirit liberating this body. We are losing our power and our birthright. And it is a jagged pill that we need to swallow because we are the reason. And the blaming of the system, the blaming of society, there is absolutely no power in it, no purpose for it, of it, other than distracting us from what we can do right now, which is in this body, in this experience, because you are you and you are not your ancestors. And just because your ancestors have lived this life, or that conditioning feels thick because they have lived that same conditioned pathway for many, many lifetimes, it does not mean that you need to fall into that same very recognized path, on that same recognized path. It does not mean that you need to fall into your mind's very strong subconscious reactions, the way that it controls you subconsciously. It doesn't mean that you need to fall into these very strong patterns and habits and reactions just because they are so strong in body. Because you are an independent individual spirit, like I said, completely disconnected from your ancestors. This spirit has no connection other than body. The body that you are currently in holds these habits, holds these reactions, holds these patterns, but your spirit does not. And so when you do these things subconsciously, you react in these ways that you don't even question consciously, that is a choice. That is the ease of falling into something that is very strong in body, but it is not what you are supposed to be doing here. You are supposed to be asking why. You are supposed to be drawing your consciousness to these reactions that you just do subconsciously. Yes, it takes work. Bringing that conscious awareness to these things all the time. Yes, it takes work, but like I've always fucking said, what did you expect to do here? It's not a holiday. You are supposed to be working. It is meant to feel like work. It's meant to feel hard. It is fucking hard. You're working through millions of layers of ancestral conditioning that is incredibly thick and heavy. It's like a thick, concreted wall that your spirit has to break down to access body, to access the control center. But whilst you begin to ask these questions and you draw this consciousness to the subconsciousness, to these subconscious reactions that you just do, these things you just do, these thoughts that you just think, these things that you just expect, when you bring your consciousness to that and you begin to ask, but why? And is it relevant to me? And do I believe in it? How does this stem back to myself? And does it reflect my inner beliefs? And your beliefs can simply be, is it right or wrong? It doesn't have to be some fucking overcomplicated thing. And the best way to do that is to bring all of the subconscious into matter. That's the power of body. That's literally the most powerful tool, is to mindscape using your body, which is to write down and create matter of something that is currently just this subconscious energetic flow. Something that just creates, is a pattern, creates the same cycle over and over again. Just energetically. It's this automated response. But when we put it down on paper, we use our body to create it into something of matter, which is writing it down, bringing it to earth, earthbound energy, seeing it for what it is and writing down what it is that you just do. If you wrote down what you did every single day, literally from the moment you woke up and you had a notepad next to you and you wrote down exactly what it was that you did from the moment that you woke up, what thoughts went through your mind, how your body reacted, what it reached for, what it consumed energetically in way of matter, whether it be food, consuming of drink, consuming of energy in way of relationships. If you wrote down everything that you did in one day and you just made the choice to become consciously aware of your actions here, your energetic actions in way of your movements, in way of your thoughts, and then you dissected it and you asked yourself, looking at it very basically, is this something that reflects my beliefs, yes or no? In way of, does this make me feel good? Does this fuel me, yes or no? Why do I do this? Why? And if you can't find a reason as to why you do something, you should not be doing it. If you find yourself falling into these strange, giving yourself these strange reasons as to why you do something, but they feel as though they're lifeless, right? They don't actually hold any sort of soul in them. Then you have to question whether or not that is truly good for you or whether it's something that is just creating a distraction, a numbing effect. The constant aimless scrolling online, the constant consumption of caffeine, the disassociation from what it is that you're putting into your mouth. Who made that food? Where does it come from? Always digging deeper. What is the company that makes this? What are these ingredients I don't know the names of? Who created this meal for me, and do I believe in that company's ethos? Yeah, it's going to feel like work. But I'll tell you something. When you start to live a life in which you are conscious of, because you know that what you are consuming is something that will literally fuel not only your body, but your spirit. Because everything in that consumption is a fuck yes. Because you start to be aware of the relevance and the importance of energy rather than just of matter. The awareness that everything holds energy and everything has been created from a source of energy. Something in which you are constantly exchanging with. And is that something that is worthy of my body? Is that something that is worthy of my spirit? Dissecting these things that you do subconsciously every single day, writing it out, dissecting. And when you feel overwhelmed, coming back to the basic, that this is your life. These are the foundations in which you build your life from. These are the foundations in which you grow from. And if the energy in which is your foundation, if it is not a reflection of your essence, if it is not a reflection of your truth, then it will never encourage what it is that you are deserving of, because it is not deserving of you. And so all you are doing is creating space for things that are unworthy of you. And you're allowing it. You're allowing it because it's easier, because it's subconscious, because it's a reaction, because it's conditioning. You allow it And so you have to understand that your reality will never be what you want it to be. You will never get what it is that you want. You will never receive what it is that you think you are deserving of, because your foundations do not reflect that. The easiest way to change your life, the easiest way to create a powerful place for manifestation in terms of actually being a vessel that can direct the right energy towards it, the best and easiest way to do that is to dissect our foundations. And the easiest way to digest it is to put all of that energy into matter, write it down, dissect it, and recreate it consciously. Stepping away from the subconscious reactions and living a conscious life simply because we reprogram ourselves to do so. And that means recognizing what it is that does make you feel good and doing that. Recognizing the companies that do represent something in which you believe in, an ethos that you believe in that makes your spirit say, fuck yes, and supporting those businesses. Being aware of your food consumption, where does it come from? Who is growing it? And choosing whether or not you have space in your life to welcome in that reconnection and start your own fucking garden. Because that's your fucking right. And it is the best medicine in way of reconnection, in way of connection back to what you are, which is nature, which is body. Learning that it is a process about foundation. That nothing in which does not hold strong, grounded, positive foundations, things in which do not hold positive vibrations will not grow positive matter because they do not stem from positive energy. And nature teaches us that in the simplistic way of nurturing soil and gifting it care and nourishment, and seeing something that flourishes from that space, which is honoring of all of what has held it. It is strong and healthy and vibrant and full of positive vibration. That is what nature teaches you. And when you get your hands into dirt, you create something from the foundational level, you learn that on a subconscious level. It is the best way to reprogram yourself, is to get into nature and grow something from the foundation, building foundations to be what becomes the physical matter that grows from that place of love and care and nourishment. So taking that as your homework, dissecting your actions, dissecting your responses, your subconscious reactions, and beginning to recognize what it is that doesn't actually resonate with your light. And when you dig deeper into the why and to the where it comes from, to what energy is behind that matter, getting to know that foundation for your life, and then getting into nature and creating that with your hands so that your body, this earth which is your body, can remember that power. Simply by being absorbed in it. Because when you reconnect to Mother Nature in way of this earth, in way of growing something from earth, you reconnect to the simplistic foundations of love and care and nourishment that your body needs to then grow into this positive matter, this positive force that can direct deserving energy to its port, becoming this beautiful reflection. That the only thing that will be driven and directed towards you is of light and positivity, because that is what you are built on. That is what you've remembered, and that's what you've done the work to remember and to recreate for yourself, to reprogram yourself, simply by coming back to the basic foundations of gratitude in nature. It's so simple, nature. So simple. And yet, as human beings, we live such a complicated life because we are constantly focusing on times in which are not able to gift us power, not able to hold our power, past and future, undeserving of us, but present. Present awareness is where we can completely blossom, and giving time and care, nourishment and love to what it is that we are in right now, these foundations that hold us right now, and starting to live a life that is a true reflection of what you are, what your ethos is, what your spirit says yes to, living in that alignment so that everything that is drawn towards you, everything that is reflected to you, is a truthful representation of you that is deserving wholeheartedly of being in your presence, in your energy. You want authentic relationships in your life? Then fucking do the work to build the foundations that are worthy of holding people who are of what you want to be. Because if those people are not in your life right now, you are not in your life right now. You, as a spirit here to liberate this body that knows what is right, that knows what is wrong, that makes choices every single day to either feed a conditioned cycle that is completely designed on what was, or that takes the power that is presence and chooses to show up independent here and now and restructure that cycle, that program, to be a truthful representation of you. Because you are not your blood. You are here to liberate your blood. And the way that you do that is by dissecting what it is that motherfucking holds you here, so that it can actually become the home that is able to hold you, not your ancestors, not your trauma, not the conditioning, the negative condition patterns and cycles in which are so embedded into your body, into your DNA, but to create a new flow, a new cycle that completely represents you, because you are the medicine for this body. You are the medicine for this earth. And if you can become conscious of your life, then life will become conscious of you, and you will be gifted everything that it is that you want, that you have worked for, that yes, you are deserving of, but you will actually receive it because you've done the work to create a space, a home, a body that can literally hold you, that is not running on an autopilot, automatic system that is dead. You don't have to change the world, my beautiful brothers and sisters. You just have to change you. And that is your body, right? That is the way that you communicate with your body. That is the way that you are conscious of your awareness and your presence and this body in that placement. The more you ask why, the more you reflect on whether or where this has come from, where is the energy sourced from that is now being digested by me, the more conscious you become of the invisible rather than the matter, the more focused you become on the questioning, right? And the dissecting of the things that this society will never say are relevant. The more aware and conscious you become, the more connected you are, the more deserving you are. Because you can't just expect everything for nothing. And yet we live in this society that literally, that's been embedded and embedded into our DNA, that we can expect anything that we want. It's such a fucking disgusting privilege, and it's such a false reality. Why would you ever be gifted anything when you have not worked for it? In what fucking language does that exchange ever make sense? Again, you come back to the foundations. It doesn't make sense. If you are always expecting your life to become what it is that you want it to be without actually showing up and proving that you are deserving of that, doing the work to actually honor what it is that you are here to do, then you will die just as your ancestors have, disconnected, resentful, and completely disempowered. Or you can start living consciously, coming back to the basic present awareness that gives you such wholesome gratitude on such a deep foundational level that it literally fills you up, becoming conscious of what it is you put inside your body in way of thoughts, in way of food, in way of relationships. All of this is energy. And all of this affects you. And if it is not something in which you believe in, something in which does not represent you in your truthful essence, then that is what will become you. You have to know that. You cannot blame anybody but yourself for this existence, for this experience, for your hardships, for your disconnect. All of it is a choice, and you choose every single day to make the same choice. So it's time, my darlings. It is time, because there is no more time, right? Time is not real. All that is real is now. And it's whether or not you choose right now to start honoring your worth, to start rediscovering how fucking powerful you are, how connected you are, how fucking magical you are. Drinking good water, being conscious of where that water comes from, getting a fucking good filter, collecting spring water, discovering where it is that you have built your home, discovering this land for yourself, getting your hands in dirt and building something from a foundational level. Feeling that gratitude and that pride that you receive for literally loving something on such a level that it gives you such nourishment. Becoming aware of your patterns and your habits every single day, writing a day out, a whole day of what you do on paper, creating that energy into matter and dissecting it. Does this reflect my truthful essence? Is this something I believe in? Does it make me feel good? If the answer is no, then you change it. You have the power to reprogram yourself. That is your power, and it is right here to be taken in this present moment. So stop distracting yourself with what you should be doing, what you could be doing, when to do it, what didn't work in the past, what's holding you back, who to blame, and start fucking swallowing that harsh pill that is your fucking medicine and take accountability for the life in which you are currently living, because it is a reflection of you. Yes, you are not your ancestors. Yes, they have left you with layers of conditioning. Are you capable of healing it? Yes. Are you bound and shackled to their habits and patterns and cycles? No, that is a choice. It is a choice. And you can choose to be present here and to create a home here that is fucking worthy of holding your spirit. A body. A beautiful, nurtured body that enables you a magical connection to what you are here, which is Earth, which has so much magic to gift you. So much sensation. So much connection on a level that you've never experienced as a spirit. The fact that you can be a part of gravity, that you are literally a part on a deep cellular level to something that is so much bigger than you. The fact that you can draw from all of those portals, that you can choose to connect to all of those roots and draw all of this knowledge from the fucking source itself that is Mother Earth. You have all of this power in you, but all of it relies on whether or not you are willing to show up right now for yourself. Change your life. Change your life. Create a life that you are fucking proud of. Something that holds you in your truthful essence, in your truthful being, in your liberated being. Reconnect to what you truly are. To something that has always been here to hold you. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, she has always held you. She's always been here to hold you. Reconnecting to that will gift you the home that you have always been longing for. Because it is not in the distraction, and it's not in the ego, the want for more. The constant needing for more. It is in the right fucking now. And it's not to say that life's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy. We will always live in a tug of war, right? This is the realm of balance. It is not the realm of positivity. It is the realm that holds dark and light. Dark has purpose here. Dark is what teaches you. The darkness is what is the work. And it is an amazing teacher, if you allow it to be. You will never feel completely light-filled, liberated here when we live in the existence of black and white, negative and positive. You will always come up against hardships. You will always come up against negativity. You will always come up against patterns and those old programs which have embedded themselves into your body, into this earth. But it is your job to be conscious of it. Your job to be consciously aware of it. To be able to change it, to reprogram it, to restructure it constantly. To learn from it, to heal from it. I love you all. And I hold gratitude for this space. I hold gratitude for you, for the fact that you show up, for the fact that you turn this podcast on, for the fact that you are willing to swallow that medicine. So don't waste it. Don't waste yourself. Don't waste your power. Don't waste your present. Your present self-awareness, because you are incredibly magical, but you will never meet that magic unless you are willing to take that responsibility and accountability that what is your right now is who you are right now. Does it reflect you? That's entirely up to you. And it's up to you whether or not you work for yourself from that foundational level to create a structure, a vessel, a home that is able to connect you, that is able to hold you, that is able to represent you. That is all we're supposed to be doing here. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated, and yet we do. We do overcomplicate it. That's what ego does. But truth is simple. Truth is very simple. And most of the time it can be answered and gifted on a yes and no basis. Does it feel good? Yes. Does it feel good? No. Simple. And if it's no, you leave it. You let it go. If you're not sure, you have to dissect it further. Get to know the source in which that energy comes from. And if it's a true reflection of what feels right for you, to you. Your intuition, like I said, it's not just there. It's not a coincidence. It's not something that just happens to be in your body, in your spirit. It's a portal. It's the root system that is your spirit in this body, this connection of human spirit. That's what intuition is. The ability to fall and flow through all of the roots, all of the past lives you've been here in this body, to connect to beyond this experience, travel to different dimensions and gather knowledge and experience and wisdom from all these different places within yourself, because you are the universe. The universe is not some magical thing, it's you. And it lives inside of you and it speaks inside of you through your intuition, this constant portal of information and exchanges. I love you all. I'm going to do a little reading for you all now. But I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. And as always, I encourage you to leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast, and to also send me a message, an email, or just on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you all as to how you are finding this podcast, how this episode has awakened something within you, or how it's helped you transition through your own personal journey. I'm loving you all, and until next time, keep trusting. All right, my darlings, I am just going to pull some cards to finish this beautiful episode around presence and gratitude, self-awareness and self-empowerment on this new moon. Whew. Those cards fell out as a cluster, and I feel... yeah, they chose themselves quickly. Yeah, that's the energy I'm really feeling in this conversation. It's just, it's now. Now or never. There's no way to blame, create blame, paint distraction any longer. It's just now. And not overcomplicating that. Just is what it is. Okay, so Ten of Pentacles. Although this card can truly represent wealth in terms of physical form and physical energy, you know, being a abundant representation of our worth, I'm interpreting this card a little differently in way of distraction and ego. That just because we have all of these things doesn't mean that we have found a foundation in which can hold us. To me, today in this reading, I am truly interpreting Ten of Pentacles as the mass distraction that is this societal conditioning, the constant distraction on more, the need for more, and the focus on future. It's the reminder. It's the reminder that our happiness and our worth is built on a very basic foundation of care and love and conscious awareness. Not on what we own in way of abundance, in way of physical matter, the pretty gold shiny things mean nothing. None of it means anything if we do not have that foundation that truly honors and respects our truth. And we all know this. Doesn't matter how much you buy, it doesn't matter how perfect your life is, if the foundations are not holding you, then it doesn't matter what you plaster on top of it. It'll never ever hold you the way that you are longing for it to. Now, with this awareness in which we've spoken about today, in which I've given you some little tasks to do in way of dissecting your physical reality and creating conscious awareness around your subconscious programming and reactions, habits and cycles. If you can do this for yourself, to really dissect that program that's been put there for you, that autopilot response that you constantly just fall into. If you can dissect it, we have some truth to meet. We have some work to do, and that's represented in the Tower. And the Tower is one of my favorite cards, although it's a card in which most people feel anxiety around. In classic Nerissa form, any sort of chaos tends to make me feel incredibly enlightened and connected. And the Tower card is one of my favorite cards for that reason, because it's breaking down what is not worthy of holding you. And it can be painful, of course. With any letting go comes pain when we've given ourselves to something for so long. The reality of that is painful, but also necessary. Burn it all down to the motherfucking ground, you know? If it is not holding you, then it is not holding you. And it has to go. It doesn't matter the fact that it's a fucking tower. It doesn't matter that you've got all the gold and the crown and the, you know, the abundance that ego represents to be everything. That ego represents to be this savior, something that can create this connection. We know that it doesn't. So it's burning it down to the ground and letting go. It's letting go of the things that maybe you weren't even aware of. Maybe you didn't even know that they were sabotaging you in these very subtle ways. These certain habits, these subconscious reactions subconscious consuming the awareness and bringing in, inviting in the why, the questioning. Why does this? Why have I given this the power to hold me? Does it truly represent me? Simple yes or no. And if we can let go of these things that I think will feel painful, because it's when we bring that conscious awareness to the subconscious, when we consciously dissect this sub, you know, this automated response, these automated reactions, these patterns, when we start to dissect them and realize that a lot of our life is this, it's this program that has been put there, but not by us. When we recognize that, we recognize that it actually doesn't hold us because it doesn't represent us in our truth, then it does feel in a way like you are burning down foundations, because this is something that may have held you for your entire life and you were completely disconnected from it in way of your consciousness. But if we can release it in our awareness, right, becoming aware of it, choosing to let it go and choosing to become conscious of what it is that we do allow to be the framework and the foundation of our holding, of what holds us, then we get this beautiful gift, Ace of Cups. This beautiful offering of inspiration, of flow, of connection. And I'm seeing this as the reconnection to yourself, right? It's soul in body. It's this divine interaction between soul and body. And again, coming back to that flow represented by water, recognizing that what gives us life is what creates flow and ease, which is water, which is consciousness, the conscious awareness of cycling, welcoming in and letting go, conscious acceptance of growth, that we will constantly be changing, that is what we are supposed to be doing. Although we have been conditioned to disconnect and to almost fear growth because of the constant flow and constant change, and yet it is what we have always been destined to do, to be doing. So this divine reconnection with self, and I feel like it will create flow. It will create this flow within you, which is this new program, you living consciously. Five of Wands, I want to ask you, you know, when this flows out and if you can move through these little tasks I've given you quite quickly, and I think most of you will before the end of the year, and you can release what you need to, you know, and with the release comes pain, yes, but all of that is necessary. With that release comes inspiration with Ace of Cups and the welcoming in of just this conscious flow. And with that comes the question, what are you fighting for? Five of Wands, five men fighting with five wands, five swords, five earth swords, earth wands. These the wand being the representation of our inner knowledge. Inner wisdom creates vitality, the connection with earth, connection with spirit, What are you fighting for? Because I feel like this little task I've given you is going to open up something in which is going to create an entirely different sense of being, entirely different direction of energy. And you may find yourself at the end of the year standing on a foundation that is an entirely new person. So I ask you, when you feel as though you are gifted this flow of reconnection back to yourself, of spirit and body in body, I want you to ask yourself what it is that you are fighting for, what it is that you believe in, and I want you to write it down. And I want you to create a foundation for that belief to grow from. We're not going to fall into those old patterns and cycles of throwing our power away, throwing our power into the past, throwing our power into the future. I want you to be present with your power, to ask yourself that question, what am I fighting for? What am I here for? What do I believe in? And ask yourself that regularly. Make it something that you choose to reflect on every month. Writing it down, creating the energy into matter, writing it down. What am I fighting for? What do I believe in? Because it's going to change as it should as you grow and evolve. Now, what you write down and what you discover is that it will probably be something in which you have never acknowledged before, something that is an entirely new aspect of you, gifted from Ace of Cups, this new sense of flow, new sense of connection, new sense of embodiment. It's this awareness that you are different, that your energy is different, that your energy is grounded, that you have this power in your hands. Be mindful and conscious of where you put it. And the last card that I just chose to end this reading, flowing from Five of Wands, flowing from this question, flowing from this inner guidance, is the Magician. And fuck me. I mean, we are all magicians. We are all the magician. Because this whole fucking conversation has been about it. Right? This card highlights this entire episode. You are the power. You have always been the power. The distraction has been put there to take your power away from you. The distraction with time, the distraction with these boxes that have been always constantly put onto us, onto this earth, onto our experiences, onto our individual journeys. And yet you are this miraculous being that has the capacity and the capabilities to travel to all different dimensions. Ha ha ha, what is time? You know, what the fuck is time? Says the Magician. You are the master manipulator of your life. You create your life. You manipulate energy to reflect your life, to represent your life. You have the capacity to cut through to truth, to connect, to create flow, to create abundance. All of it is in your present awareness, your present self, and you are capable of it right now. You are magical. And I believe in your motherfucking magic. And by the end of the year, I think that you will too. I'm going to pick a angel guidance card for you now. Yeah. Just believe that you have the power. You have the power to change right now. That your reality is your consequence. All of it is a reflection of you. It's whether or not you're willing to show up, take responsibility, take back your power. Yeah, you're capable of all of it. You just have to trust that you are. Trust that you are worthy of it. Worthy of that powerful and strong structure that is to hold you, that you create to hold you, that is a reflection of you, that is capable of holding you. And our guidance, our angel guidance card, whoop, which just flew out for this reading, this beautiful new moon, is healing through challenge. Oh, Jesus. I just fucking love my job. Oh, my God. Healing through challenge. Is that not, does that not just fucking sum up the entire conversation? Literally the entire conversation. So beautiful. Just healing through the reality, right? The reality that your life is a representation of you. And to take that self-accountability and responsibility for your life, and that it is a jagged pill to swallow. But all of that is your medicine. And the consciousness of it, the conscious awareness of it, bringing that conscious awareness to our reality, that is the healing. Because the healing is the embodiment of all of what it is that holds us here. And creating that flow, reactivating that flow, the ability to consciously release, to welcome in. That is the healing. And I tell you, that will gift you the deepest connection that you have ever experienced. Healing through challenge. Keep that in mind over the next, I feel this reading is for the next month and a half. And keep that in mind whilst you move through your reality, really swallowing your reality. And choosing to consciously create your reality. You beautiful magician. You are so capable. You are so powerful. So fucking magical. Yeah. I love you. Thank you for being here, a part of another explosive episode, and until next time, I love you, keep trusting, and just know that the work is the healing, right? Showing up is what creates connection. Mwah.